My sermonette for today has the title, Are You Happy? What is our answer when we ask this question? Let's take a deep look inside us. Is our answer yes? Is it no or even maybe? Do we say I don't know or even I'm not sure? If I ask you, are you happy? Do you have the right to expect or receive happiness? And which way leads to happiness? Let us first note what happiness is not. Deep in the human heart, we find the following misconception. If I did not have these problems or those worries, then I would be happy. However, being free from problems or worries doesn't make us happy, because happiness is not just the absence of negative things. We should realize that nobody can be completely happy as long as he or she does not fulfill the destiny that God has planned for his or her life. This destiny is not primarily being happy in the sense of popular belief. No, God consciously allows us to go through problems, trials, and tests. But why is that the case? What is the benefit for us? It is that we acquire the character that is necessary to enter his kingdom. Problems and trials teach and train us as children of God. Anyone who manages to avoid all problems avoids also being God's child. And I think this is neither a satisfying option nor the way that we want to go. Freedom from problems does not mean happiness. It means boredom, and boredom does not make happy. Even wealth is not synonymous with being happy. Money can solve material problems, pay bills, and fulfill wishes, but it cannot solve mental or emotional problems or interpersonal problems. Problems in a marriage or a relationship, for example. In fact, it even can create a lot more problems. As Christ said in Luke 12, verses 15, Luke 12, verse 15 in the Good News translation. And he went on to say to them all, watch out and guard yourselves from every kind of greed, because your true life is not made up of the things you own, no matter how rich you may be. We live in a generation that has made the way of taking it principle, but happiness is not something that we can achieve by taking something away from others. The result is only that happiness is even more far away from us, because the positive things that God wants in our lives only come to us if we choose the way of giving. Acts 20 verses 35. Acts 20, verses 35 in a Good News translation. I have shown you in all things that by working hard in this way we must help the weak. Remembering the words that the Lord Jesus himself said, there is more happiness in giving than in receiving. We cannot take happiness just like any other random good. Happiness comes by itself, but only if we follow the way of life that generates it. The pillar of happiness. Happiness can be considered as a shelter and a refuge in life, just like the roof of a house shields and shades us. However, like a roof, it is nothing without a foundation and supporting pillars. The more pillars they are, the stronger and firmer our happiness will be. If we neglect the pillars and allow them to become expired, our happiness is in danger of collapsing. What is happiness? Happiness is the positive and elevated state of mind that arises only when we live according to the law of God and the principles that guide our lives and the world around us. There are seven pillars of happiness we want to take a closer look at. First pillar of happiness, the meaning of life, knowledge of our potential and knowledge of the true God who gave and give us the meaning of life. Regardless of how wealthy we become, how much possessions we scratch together, or how much educated we may be, the true fulfillment of life, the true happiness, does not appear as long as we don't know the meaning of life. The true Christian knows this meaning and the hope, and therefore he knows happiness. As we read in God's Word, Psalm 146, verse 5, Psalm 146, verse 5 in the Good News Translation. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob to help them and who depend on the Lord thy God. We are those people, given that we are truly converted. We have the great God as our Lord. We know, we should know, what we are born for and where we go. Second pillar of happiness, a family life that is intact and supported by love. God the Almighty knows that a family is one of the greatest source of happiness. And his greatest wish is that we become a born-again member of his family, one of his spiritual descendants. We will not turn there, but you can read this in 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. But especially this happy family life is lacking in the world today. Divorces, shattered families, conflicts between husband and wife, and between parents and children shape the picture. However, an intact family probably gives the greatest happiness and the deepest satisfaction of all physical desires. Being safe and having love in a solid family bond does not only symbolize the God family, where God himself will find deep happiness. It also serves as one pillar of happiness in our present life. The third pillar of happiness. Another pillar of happiness is a job that is satisfying. Solomon wrote about his in Ecclesiastes 2, verse 24. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 24. Solomon saw the value of labor. He understood that man and woman were made to be productive and to contribute something to society. But we have to be aware labor and other responsibilities to only produce happiness if their nature is giving rather than taking. He who is working selfishly and cold-heartedly only for himself will only receive unhappiness rather than happiness. If our job does not satisfy us, we first have to check whether the fault lies in our job or in ourselves, or in this dissatisfaction comes because of the wrong value we might have. The fourth pillar of happiness. The next pillar is character development, growing in our character. Here we can see the benefit of trials and challenges. They burden us, of course, but they also carry the charm of true happiness, because Through them, we acquire and grow character. And character brings blessing in two ways. First, the process of character development itself brings happiness and great satisfaction. God has arranged it in a way that the feeling of making progress is making us happy and satisfies us. And secondly, character building is a requirement for entering the kingdom of God. And the knowledge that the character we are building is making us fit for God's kingdom is also a source of happiness. We read 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10 in King James Version. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 to 13. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 to 13 in the English Standard Version. Beloved, do not be surprised at a fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange be happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Fifth pillar of happiness. Good works are a strong source of happiness. The wise King Solomon wrote about it in Proverbs 14, verse 21. Proverbs 14, verses 21. It is a sin to despise one neighbor, but blessed is the one who is kind to the needy. Doing good works brings happiness for more than only on reason. When we do good works, we practice godly character, for everything that is good comes from God. James 1, verses 17. We read James 1, verse 17 in the Good News Bible. Every good gift and every perfect present comes from heaven. It comes down from God, the creator of the heavenly lights, who does not change or cause darkness by turning. When we emulate God, we gain the happiness that comes out of acting like God and following his path of dedication and supporting others. Further and domino-like, event chain is triggered through giving that causes the God thinks good things to return to us. We read Luke 6, verse 38. Luke 6 and 38 in the New International Version. Give and it will be given to you. What are your good works? Can you sit down and make a list that includes more than one or two small points? If not, you are lacking good works, and then you cannot expect happiness. Sixth pillar of happiness. Wisdom is the sixth pillar of happiness. Wisdom is the ability to know which way leads to the right goal. Wisdom also includes character. It is not enough just to know the right way. If we don't have the character to actually walk this path, Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, praises wisdom with the following words. In Proverbs 3, verses 13 to 18. Proverbs 3, verse 13 in the Good News Translation. Happy is anyone who becomes wise, who comes to have understanding. 14. There is more profit in it than there is in silver. It is worth more to you than gold. Wisdom is more valuable than jewels. Nothing you could want can compare with it. Wisdom offers you long life as well as wealth and honor. 17. Wisdom can make your life pleasant and lead you safely through it. Those who become wise are happy. Wisdom will give them life. 7th pillar of happiness. Active performance is the 7th, the last pillar of happiness. Man was created to be active and to produce and to bring forth something. You snooze, you lose. Too many people in this world are building their house on sand, a house that collapses if the wind and the rain of the future and disasters are arriving. We as true Christian should actively and consciously build on the right foundation. Matthew 7 verses 24 to 27. Matthew 7 verse 24 in the New International Version. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and those not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. 27. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Is it not wise to build on sand? So it is not wise not build at all. Simple knowing the right foundation is not enough. We should try to be actively building in every aspect of our life. Concerning education, our physical body, our spiritual health, and also our home, our garden, and our material possessions. We should be an example of building activity in the context of church activities as well as in our family and our private life. The fact that we do not allow the material things of this world to mesmerize us, that we do not put them as our highest aim, must not serve as an excuse not to take care of physical possessions or living in negligent life. We should rather strive constantly to build our spiritual house on the right foundation, being a role model for others and gaining happiness for ourselves. But happiness is not the most important thing in this world. Definitely not. Life is about more than just happiness. Our goal is the kingdom of God. We achieve this goal by going through those things we must go through as a requirement. So again, let us ask ourselves if we are happy. However the answer may be at this moment, we can have the assurance that if we live according to God's law and seek his kingdom, one day we will be happy in the deepest sense of the word. The last scripture is in James 1 verse 12. James 1 verse 12 in the Good News Translation. Happy are those who remain faithful under trials, because when they succeed in passing such the test, they will receive as their reward the life which God has promised to those who love him.